This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning. Coming up on 7 past the hour on the DJV show. I am not the D. The J is gone, but the V is here. So Victoria Keelan, along with Kara Schillen. I am Rich McFadden, sitting in for Doug Steffen, who is making his way back to you, babe, via a taxi from the airport. I think he just got off an airplane and will be sitting in this chair before the hour is over. So hold your breath. He'll be here soon. Until then, we got you covered. So we're going to start right now getting you caught up on what's trending. Everything out there that everybody's talking about, we're just going to go through it bang, 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 and Victoria will update us on what's trending. What's trending, Victoria?
Well, number one trending on Twitter right now is the passing of Stephen Hawking. He died last night at the age of 76, and he, according to a statement issued by his three kids, he passed away peacefully at his home in Cambridge, England, and so he had, of course, will be always remembered for his brilliant mind and his sense of humor, which may have even helped propel him to the age of 76. He had a pretty good sense of humor about a really bad lot in life, if you think about it. So
I think
people remembering him on Twitter.
That guy proves that everybody has a purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what your lot or what your hand you've been dealt, there's a purpose out there. You just got to find it. He was able to find it. Good.
Absolutely. Also trending today, it is National Pie Day. Pie, of course, has been taken on to mean P-I-E. So there's pizza pie deals. There's bakery pie deals all across stores or around the country. And, of course, it is 314 is the date. And that is 3.14. Repeating is, of course, the pie. So that is trending. And it's also coming up in, actually really soon, we're going to start to hear a lot more news about this. It's hashtag National Walkout Day. This is 1 month after the Florida shooting, and kids in schools across the country have planned a walkout and a moment of silence for all of the victims. Are your kids are too young for this probably, right?
No. My daughter is at the elementary school level, but my son, he's in eighth grade in middle school. And they've already had a walkout, and they will be having another one today. So the superintendent of schools sent us a notice saying this is how it will be handled. It will be very organized. The teachers and the administration have nothing to do with it. We are just making sure that it stays within the 17-minute bound, that it happens when it can happen so that it doesn't disrupt classes, mm-hmm. and that it's organized
safe.
And it's safe.
Yeah.
And then the principal just sent us an email yesterday basically backing up those statements. So my concern is that teachers are giving their opinion, or as long as they stay out of it, let the kids do what they want to do. If there are kids that want to do it, great. If there are kids that don't want to do it, great.
Right.
That's all good with me. I just do not want a teacher going, you should or you shouldn't
right.
be doing this. And that's my thing. As a matter of fact, I just texted my son, because he will not march. And I said, listen, no matter what, people have the right to protest and voice their opinion. And you respect that. And you should always know how to defend your stance on any issue. So make sure that if somebody's going to have a conversation about it and you want to talk about it, know what you're talking about.
Now, what's his reason for not wanting to do it?
I think that he doesn't believe that there, you know, and obviously he and I talk about this, that we have enough laws and that the laws that are in place should have been able to stop this guy and that we need to pay more attention to what's there. Then, if we find out that the laws that we have in place are not enough, we discuss other laws. And if
so he's not,
fair,
he doesn't want to do it in a remembrance way. He's just, he's basically protesting.
There's nothing about this that's a remembrance. It's a gun issue. They're making it a gun issue. Nothing about this is just remembering the kids. It's It's take away guns. That's all this is.
Well, that's...
Yeah, don't even try.
I don't fully agree with that, but...
No. I drove by 15 banners on the way in this morning of kids that will be marching, and it's gun control, gun control, gun control. This is not a remembrance. There's not going to be candles and stories
well,
of the people we lost. It's all going to be about we need gun reform. And gun
well, how
control.
Many kids? How many kids in his class are not going outside then, besides him?
Most of them.
Most of them are not going out.
Last month they had, out of 1,000 kids, they had 180, something like that, walk.
Now, is it because all those kids' parents have told them we already have enough gun laws and don't protest? I mean, obviously, you're influenced by your parents.
Right, sure. But, no, I would say, I mean, I live in Fairfax County, Northern Virginia. It went blue last time, and the school that he goes to is largely my son being the Caucasian Latino is the minority. It's mostly Indian, Korean, and white, I guess. It's probably, I don't know, more blue than red. It's definitely more blue than red. So I think it's just because, you know, they're probably at that age where, you know, some kids are paying attention and want to do something. Some kids are paying attention and don't want to do something. And some kids just don't care.
Yeah. Well, eighth grade is a weird age, too. That is an age where
you're just becoming
you start
aware.
To see divides in,
right.
You know, maybe girls do progress and mature faster than boys do. And so I remember being in eighth grade, and there were certain issues in the school that, like, the girls were all fired up about, and the guys were just like, I don't care, I want to play video games, you know? Like, so
well,
it's sometimes that at eighth grade, that's sort of an age where things are teetering.
I will tell you that most of the kids... at least that I talk to that go to the school. I mean, they are aware. They know what's going on, and they have an opinion. And it may not be extremely educated yet, but they definitely know the basics of what's going on, and they have thoughts about it. So, yeah, this is when they start kind of forming those ideas and who they are and what they are. So it's interesting to watch. And I don't try to tell my son. I mean, obviously, he's swayed by me just because we have conversations, but I don't tell him what to think. I just tell him what I think, and I tell him what facts I see and what facts I see the other side talking about, and I don't tell him what he should think. Obviously, you know, I'm a big influence, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm just sort of curious about this. I don't have kids, so this is such a big kid issue right now. Do you and your wife talk about what type of message that you send to your son when you talk about these issues, or are you guys just on the same page now?
No, I mean, we're pretty much on the same page. We disagree a little bit. She's not a fan of these the guns, the rifles, and I don't own one. I don't need to own one. I don't ever want to own one, but I don't want to take somebody's right away who wants to own one, and because I just see it as a slippery slope. So we disagree about that. And I would probably say Sean, just, you know, in part because he's a boy, is just kind of like, guns are cool, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
So,
it'll be interesting when your daughter gets older to see, because this is probably, unfortunately, still going to be a much talked about issue.
Sure.
It'll be interesting to see if she ends up going in a different direction.
Yeah, I mean, right now she's, you know, not really connected to. She's aware of it, but she's not really connected. But no, bottom line is my wife and I don't talk about, you know, okay, we should have the kids think this way on this issue and that way on that. We pretty much agree on most things, and we just talk about them, and, you know.
And communication is so important. I think that especially with something like this today, with the walkouts happening across the country at so many different schools, having a dialogue and talking about what the issues are and why people feel so strongly about it, I think that it can, if parents are really open, and it sounds like you and your wife have really tried to have a dialogue with your son, which is great, I think that's just the key to having these kids grow up and be informed and concerned citizens, and I think that that's the best possible thing parents can do.
Here's the only thing I require of them. Know what you're talking about when you talk about something. If you're going to stand your ground on something, be prepared to back it up.
And that's true.
And if you can't, shut up. and go read and then come back.
Go read.
Yeah, because I can't stand people who, you know, and 13-year-old boys are going to go, oh, this is stupid. Okay, why?
Right.
Well, because it is.
Right.
No. Go away, come back, and talk to me in 15 minutes after you, you know.
After you Googled
read
stuff.
Read four sources. Right. Google four sources. And that's the other thing I tell them. Don't believe the first thing you see. If you see it on Twitter,
that's
go search
so
it on three news channels.
Yep.
That disagree
that
with each
so
other.
So true.
And then come back.
Yep.
So.
That's good.
Yeah, YouTube anyway. All right, so anyway, well, I'm sure we'll be talking about that all this week. That's going to be a big topic of discussion a week. Also, another big topic of discussion this week is Rex Tillerson being fired via Twitter by the president and spawning the term Rexit.
Mm-hmm. That might be my favorite thing to come out of this story. I like Rex Tillerson.
I do too.
He grew on me.
I liked him from the beginning, and I think he'll run for president.
You think?
I do.
Wow, I haven't heard anybody say that. That's interesting.
I think the guy did a good job.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he will probably get a bit of a following,
mm-hmm.
and I think somebody will say, you should do this and support him. And
I would like to know more about his politics. I don't know a whole lot about like his personal politics.
Me too.
Which none of us really got to know him on that level. But I think in terms of his business experience, in terms of the way that he carried himself, I thought that he was a true patriot. I thought that he had a lot of class, a lot of dignity.
Yeah.
I'm very sad to see him go. On the other hand, I can understand when you and the president just cannot see eye to eye pretty much on anything. It creates such a rift and a dysfunctional relationship that's not beneficial to the country, so I understand why it was time for the Rexit.
You know, I just wish they had gotten along better because I know, one of the reasons I have employees is somebody to tell me when I'm wrong and me to go, oh,
You're far more enlightened than the dude sitting in
the
office.
Well, you know what? Some people run it that way. I mean, some people want... they have something specific in mind, and this is what I want to do, and that's how it goes. So we'll see how this plays out, and hopefully Pompeo can do a good job. So we'll keep an eye on it. Tell us what you think on the Facebook page. It's DJ V Show everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. So check us out and put your comments in the little comment section there. It's 18 past the hour on the DJ V Show.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take, fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start. but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One way or another, we're going to talk about all the big stories of the day. It's Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who's on his way back via taxicab rushing from the airport, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen here. And a little entertainment news today. Joy Behar seems to be finding her way in the news a lot this week, Victoria.
It's true. Yesterday, she used the episode of The View to apologize for a month-old comment conflating some Christians' belief that Jesus talks to them with mental illness. So what happened was, this all started in mid-February, and this is Omarosa. She's at the heart of all this. As one of the contestants on Celebrity Big Brother, she told the other housemates that Vice President Mike Pence was extreme in his religious beliefs and said that he thinks Jesus tells him what to do. And so at the time, the ladies all started talking about it. This was a big moment on the Celebrity Big Brother house. And so Joy Behar at the time said, it's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you. That's called mental illness. And so that comment obviously did not go over very well. They had 30,000 phone calls and complaints to ABC about Joy Behar's comment. And so what she did, on Monday night, she actually called Vice President Pence and personally apologized to him. And he told Sean Hannity how the call went down. He said, I give Joy Behar a lot of credit. She picked up the phone. She called me. She was very sincere and she apologized. And one of my things that my faith teaches me is grace, forgive as you have been forgiven. And then he also encouraged her to use the platform of The View to apologize to tens of millions of Americans who were equally offended. And on Tuesday, Joy Behar took his advice and actually told the audience, I think Vice President Pence is right. I was raised to respect everyone's religious faith, and I fell short of that, and I sincerely apologize for what I said. See, you can't crap all over Joy in this one.
No, good
one
for
time
her.
You can't, yeah.
Yeah, no, not a fan, but you know what? I respect it that she was big enough to stand up and admit that she was wrong and to call him and apologize personally and then to go on her show and do it, because that's hard. It's really hard to admit you're wrong, especially when you have an audience like that and a fervor and a following like she has to tell the people that probably agreed with her hey, listen, I was wrong. So good for her. Kudos to her.
Yeah.
Good. Well, hey, listen, you put enough heat on, at some point you're going to go, maybe I should look at myself here and see whether I was actually right or wrong. So.
Well, I like the fact, my favorite part of that story, I like the fact that Pence and Joy Behar had an actual conversation.
Yes.
That's my favorite part of that whole story. It's not just the brass at ABC saying, Joy, you better, you know, ratings are going to slip. You better apologize. I'm sure they did say that to her.
There's no doubt.
But I also like the fact that there was a real conversation had between the two of them. And that's the best part of it. There's no doubt
that ABC came to her and said, we need to do something about this. But a lot of people could have just kind of phoned it in.
And it sounds like she just apologized, and that was it. It sounds like she was legitimately sincere. Look, if you don't like her comedy, I get it. It's abrasive at times, but she's not stupid. She is intelligent enough and has proven in this case that she is open and willing enough to listen to someone else. I think Mike Pence also proved that he was open and willing to listen to her. And I think that that's what this country needs right now. This is what we need, and I love that that was such a positive outcome.
All right. Well, I'm sure people will still attack her, and, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, but you know what? They need to check themselves.
Well, it just, you know, it's good to have checks and balances. So, all right. So, another exciting thing that's going on in the world of entertainment is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is going to be launching a concert series. And what they're doing is they're mining performances from the induction ceremonies between 2010 and 2017. And they're going to release it online in a DVD coming up in April. Concerts will be available April 24th on 4 DVDs and 2 Blu-rays featuring 53 live performances. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of stuff. Nirvana, you hear them in the background. Nirvana with Lord performing in 2014. Joan Jett, Kim Gordon, Annie Clark singing in place of Kurt Cobain. Ringo Starr with Paul McCartney. Pearl Jam, Journey, Bruce Springsteen. I'm going to go through all these names that are great concerts at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concerts. Cat Stevens, Chicago, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, Cheap Trick, Deep Purple, Joan Jett, Black Arts, Yes, Rush, and a lot more. Okay, great, cool. Where is Prince and his killer version of My Guitar Gently Weeps? I demand it be on that thing. 28 passed on the DJ V show.
In today's automotive news, we now have sales numbers for January and February for Tesla's biggest countries, including the US and Europe. It looks like a 42% shortfall for Tesla. Tesla sold an estimated 11,548 cars in January and February combined, with 1,875 Model 3 units in January and 2,485 in February. The Model 3 is already looking like an epic miss of Olympic proportions. At a projected 2,500 cars sold per month, that would be a measly 30,000 a year from the 400,000 guidance the company promised. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Past the hour on the DJV show. I am Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who is on his way back to you. He should be here shortly, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, going through today's top stories. So at this point, when we come back, we usually like to bring you some of the bigger news stories of the day. So one of the headlines today will be prosecutor seeks death penalty for Florida school shooting suspect. Good. Next in news.
Disagree.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a capital punishment person.
Do tell. What would you like done with this monster? And please don't mention his name.
Life imprisonment is what his attorneys have been asking for. I personally just don't believe in the death penalty unless it's like under extreme circumstances.
Really? What's extreme to you if killing 17 kids in a school is, what's, that's not
I
extreme?
Just, My personal religious beliefs, just I don't believe in capital punishment. Okay. I don't believe in an eye for
That's
an
cool.
eye. I just don't. I don't believe
But at
in
some
that.
Point, you do
I don't believe in
it.
Taking... Well, I say that I'm leaving room for that because I don't ever like to say never. You know, I never say never. I leave room for that, but I have yet to come across an example where I believe that the death penalty is something that would sway me morally.
Okay.
That I would say, oh, yeah, sure, I'm in favor
no,
of that.
And I get that. I get that. That's cool. That's fine. You know, I'm not torn up if this guy gets the needle. But I certainly see where you're coming from, and I understand that point of view, and that's totally cool.
I understand. I've never been through a tragedy like this. I understand that the parents of who have lost these kids, I'm sure on some level they feel like that would give them closure. But in so many cases...
It doesn't
give closure.
Hey, listen.
And so I, you know, that's where I just sort of have a moral dilemma with it.
My wife's, and I don't talk about this much, but my wife's father and brother and uncle are all assassinated in Colombia as they owned a radio station and the FARC didn't like what they were talking about.
Wow.
And she doesn't carry any of this anger and this hate. And it's just, and I find it amazing. And she's just like, what did you want done with the people? What they finally found the shooter, but they never really got to the people who hired the shooter and yada, yada, yada. And these people died horrible deaths in prison, out of prison, whatever it was. And she's like, that's not for me. That's, they died a horrible death and I had nothing to do with it. They got what was coming to them. And
I'm like your wife. I believe in the laws of the universe and karma. And yeah. That is not my decision to make. And so I just cannot justify in my mind or in my heart taking another life to try to somehow make up for the one I've already taken.
I agree. You know, and her thing was, I just can't carry that baggage.
Yeah.
I can't walk around with that. You know, no matter what happened, I can't. So, so I definitely get that. All right. So on to other news. My point being, I could care less what happens to that guy. if they find him that he's going to get the needle, all right, so be it. If they find that
well, maybe there's
the
some prison
jail,
justice that's headed his
so
way.
There's definitely,
you know,
I don't know that a guy like that will ever see another human being. He may spend the rest of his life in an 8x8 block. And that's, you know what actually I think should happen to these people? I think they should study them. I mean,
well, this
really,
is, this is
a, really study them.
I agree
Learn
with you.
What makes somebody like that tick.
Yep.
And then I think when he does die, take that brain out and study the brain.
Yep.
And I think for whatever time he's got left on this round ball flying through space, I think that they should have somebody in there going, dude, what makes you tick? Are you sorry for what you did? Do you have any empathy for the families and for the people that you killed? Or was this just like a moment in time that just happened to you and you couldn't control it? What made you do this? What could you not do? And I think we learn more there than hopefully learn how to stop this. And then if it gets off
I think you just made my argument.
Well, I mean, if it gets off by somebody in cell block D, so be it. So...
Yeah.
Anyway.
The whole thing is just tragic.
All right. So, on the happier and more friendlier stuff, your gym might be getting a more eco-friendly makeover. How do you make an eco-friendly makeover to a gym, Victoria?
Well, actually, if you think about it, traditional gyms are kind of an energy bill's worst nightmare. You always have the fluorescent lights on 24/7, or most gyms, you know, have long extended hours. The heat and the air conditioning is constantly on. Rows and rows of televisions, music blaring, speakers. If you think just about the energy bill for a traditional gym, it's a lot of money. And so now homes and offices are becoming more eco-friendly, inspired by nature, and gyms apparently across the country are now following suit. There are a lot of boutique fitness studios. There's all kinds of different workouts that have popped up all around the country, and a lot of them have more luxury amenities in like a spa kind of enhanced locker room. They have living roofs, you know, where they actually collect, especially in urban areas. A lot of gyms have what they call a living roof. It's basically a garden of plants on the roof that actually helps collect rainwater and things like that. And in some cases, it can help power the building. So a lot of gyms are looking at this and saying, well, you know, we have a lot of millennial customers. They've done surveys that 63% of exercisers say that they prefer to work out in a gym that offers eco-friendly equipment, like spin bikes and things like that. And they said that millennial customers have even said that they're willing to pay a little bit more money if they know that they're reducing their carbon footprint with the gym. So
here's what I don't get.
You'll start to see this more and more.
You got people running on treadmills and pedaling on bikes. Turn them into generators. Everybody stops running and pedaling, the lights go out.
That's funny. It's not easy. Well, you know that there was an invention that came out last year. A guy, I think it was on Kickstarter or Indiegogo, one of those, you know, crowdfunding things, and he invented an exercise bike that, as long as you're pedaling, it powers Netflix, but as soon as you stop pedaling,
right,
you can't binge anything anymore. Right. So it's great. It's genius.
Why wouldn't somebody invent a gym? Why do you need electricity to make your treadmill move? I don't get that.
Yeah.
I don't get that at all. Okay. Sure. All right. For the first few steps to get the gears rolling. Right. Cool. But why can't you create a situation where 50 treadmills and 50 bikes and even the rowing machines all have some kind of energy output generator, which then goes into, if you look at anybody who's got solar panels on their roof, they have a battery system in their house that stores the energy that it creates, that it collects. And then that energy is used later in the day. Why can't we create generators in these machines that then the gym uses later in the day? I don't understand why that hasn't been created. I don't understand why people are so lazy that they need an electric motor to turn the treadmill that they are exercising on top of.
No, I totally agree. I think they probably just haven't invented the technology to harness that energy. You know?
So
think of all the hamsters as pets that could be right, powering something, a toaster.
There's so many things that we do during the course of the day that could be creating energy.
Yep.
It just takes somebody smart to be able to sit down and do it. The studios that we're sitting in right now are what they call LEED. I think it's LEED Gold.
LEED certified, yeah.
LEED certified, but gold, the one I'm in, is gold. So
that's great.
When we first moved into these studios in 2007, we gutted the whole place and redid it, and you were only allowed to have so many watts of energy per square foot with regard to the lighting. And then we just redid the whole joint this past year for our 10-year lease renewal. And once again, the lighting that I installed 10 years ago now was not efficient enough for the new laws,
mm-hmm,
and we had to reinstall all new lights. Anywhere we put new lights, we had to reinstall new lights, and you had to do so many watts per square foot. And then also with the AC units that we use, yada, yada. I mean, and then just even the technology and the consoles that I'm using, with the faders on it and everything, and the computers. I've got three computers sitting in front of me. Kara's got five. They use so much less energy than they did just 10 years ago.
I know.
So it's amazing. Yeah.
You know, when I worked for Cosmo Magazine, Cosmopolitan, we call it Cosmo, but the Cosmo building is the Hearst Publishing building in New York City. If you ever come to New York City and you're wandering around, it's on 57th Street. You can't miss it. It's a glass building with white lattice work that goes all the way up. It looks like a hexagon. It is one of the coolest looking buildings, but it was also, much more importantly, it's the first certified LEED skyscraper in New York City.
Oh,
and
wow.
It when you walk into it, it's a magnificently beautiful building. But when you walk in, there's an escalator, that a very tall escalator that goes straight up, takes you up a whole bunch of floors at once, where the actual offices begin. And there's a waterfall that just comes all the way down from the roof of the building, runs all the way through the building. It actually helps power the building.
Oh wow!
There are so many incredible cool features about it that and more offices are heading in that direction. It makes sense. Gyms, if you think about it, they're just energy suckers. And so I think it's great that a lot of they're listening to the consumer, too. And the consumer wants
more. I love it when technology helps advance us.
Absolutely.
It's very cool. It's very cool. All right. I think coming up, we're going to talk about whether you have the empathy gene. Do you have the empathy gene? We'll find out here on the DJV show. It's 46 past the hour.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 past the hour of the DJV show with Rich, Victoria, and Kara. So we all have these genes running around inside of us, and I'm going to debate this a little bit after Victoria tells us what's going on here. But they kind of decide who you are, what you are, and where you go in life. And now they think that they found a gene that decides whether you are empathetic or not. Victoria? No?
Well,
okay.
Okay.
All right. So here's the story. There's a large new study of 46,000 people that found that empathy isn't necessarily learned. Instead, it seems that empathy is at least partially inherited. Women are typically more empathetic than men. I probably agree with that, Victoria.
That is very true. They even say there have been so many studies where they say when babies are born, if you're in a hospital nursery and you see one baby starts to cry, all the female babies start to cry too, and the boy babies just sit there. And so that's been one of those, and you can Google that. That is an actual thing that a lot of...
And boy babies are going, whoop, whoop.
Boy babies are just like, whatever. But that has been something that for many, many years, scientists have believed, okay, boy babies are just not born with the empathy gene, and women are born with it and men have to learn it. And so now this study is kind of showing it's a little bit true, but there's definitely more of an empathy gene that has been found in women than in men. But it doesn't mean that men from an early age, if they're taught to learn empathy, it certainly can be a learned behavior.
You know, I listened to a podcast and I'm trying to look for it right now. The Model Health Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see who the doctor was that was on it. Bruce Lipton.
Okay.
And he talked about his research into cells, the human body and its cells, and how everybody always thought the nucleus of the cell was the brain. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to say, no, the nucleus of the cell is not the brain. It's the cell wall is the brain.
Mm.
And that genes really don't have as much of a role in predetermining who you are and what you are as previously thought. It's because he can take genes, the same genes, and put them in three petri dishes. It's the environment that they're in,
right,
that creates the different cells.
So true.
So if it's going to be a cell that creates an ear in this petri dish or whatever. So I'm not so sure I buy the whole gene thing anymore, but it's an interesting thing. It, definitely between men and women, there's a difference, and there is a biological reason for it that I agree with. So we'll debate that forever, I'm sure. It's 50 past the hour on the DJV show.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's now 53 after the hour on the DJB show. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, movie person. We're supposed to stay away from sexual or sexist terms, are we not, Victoria? Are we supposed to?
Supposed I think to call you're allowed movie to man? Identify
our
Chuck
movie
as a man.
Person.
No, I can do that. Okay.
I see. It's our movie person. All right, so you are playing there the theme from some Michael Caine movie. Because it's
yeah, The Swarm in 1978, his one of two movies he did with the producer, director Irwin Allen. Caine, who turns 85 years old today, Mike. Doug had a
Mike. Victor, welcome to the program. This Victoria Keelan over there. That's Kara Schilling over there. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you very much for having us, Chuck. Yes, Chuck.
I just woke up a few minutes ago, so really? a little foggy.
That's great. Yeah.
But okay. But anyway, Michael Caine in the 70s and 80s, a very good actor, but made a lot of movies that were, to say the least, critical and audience misfires. One was The Swarm in 78. He did Beyond the Poseidon Adventure in 79. He did a movie called The Island, which was based on a novel by Peter Benchley, the author of Jaws. And he did Jaws the Revenge, all movies that most people would say are not
so
very good. All
so what?
Bombs.
So what? Why was
no, gonna, let me finish his story.
Uh-huh.
He said on a, I remember he said, I think he was on Merv Griffin, and Merv asked him why he's made so many movies that were not well received. And he said because when he was a kid, his father was dying of cancer, and they didn't have money for an operation. And he said, if they're going to pay me a few million dollars to do a movie, I'm going to do it.
Good.
So I thought
good
that was philosophy. Always interesting.
Yeah. Now, Victoria and Kara, do you even know who Merv Griffin is?
Of course I know Merv Griffin.
All right, well,
I've never, I can't say I've seen the Merv Griffin show, but I know who he is. Didn't he invent Jeopardy?
Yes, he did. And
there
the Wheel
go.
Of Fortune, yeah.
One other Michael Caine story can I tell?
Yes. Yes, you
okay,
can.
Okay, when he won the Oscar for Woody Allen's Hannah and His Sisters, he didn't appear at the Oscar ceremony to collect the Oscar or accept the Oscar. He was filming Jaws, The Revenge, which I believe is not, it's a very watchable movie, but I believe it's the worst movie ever greenlit by a studio, because how any studio executives could sit in a room and say, let's spend $50 million on a movie about a great white shark swimming from Long Island to the Bahamas to personally extract revenge on the wife of Sheriff Brody, I'll never understand it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Is that Jaws 2, or what number is that, Chuck?
Number 4.
Oh, number yeah, that's four. A bad one. Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
So he was. you were talking about him with Woody Allen. He told reporter yesterday that there was some interest in having another Woody Allen movie to follow up on Hannah and His Sisters. He said it would never work with the guy, even though he enjoyed the time he spent with him.
Yeah, I read that.
Under the circumstances, he'd never do anything with him again. All right, in a moment, I'm going to give you my review of Hurricane Heist right after this.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Live in the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, so Chucker, I went to see Hurricane Heist yesterday on your recommendation. I think you said it was one of the best B-movies that you've ever heard of. And it was, I think it looks like it was made by the Russians. I don't know where it was made. Supposedly Gulfport, Mississippi, but it wasn't Gulfport, Mississippi. But it's the story of a hurricane, and the subplot is that global warming is going to ruin the earth, and the hurricanes are this Category 5 and 6 and 7, and it's going to get a lot worse. And then the lady who was, you said it was the daughter from Taken, who's grown up quite a bit, but she's kind of a waif, and how it's not too credible, her beating up on the bad guys. But I think the only thing the movie was missing, actually, was The Rock. Otherwise, it would have been. It was a perfect vehicle for The Rock. That's what I thought. They even had a vehicle like he drives in the Fast and Furious movies.
They used that vehicle that Christian Bale drove in Batman Begins. It was like the Batmobile in that.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah,
that's the weather vehicle.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's my review. Go see it if you like. Have a good time. That's all it is. 59 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.